never changes, even when we have to, and that can keep us grounded, that God is watching this walk that we are doing so that we truly can be on it and do it in a righteous way, but that other people are watching too as an example. Yes, there are a few people, a few knuckleheads here and there, God bless us, that want to see us mess up, trip, and fall on our face. But still, it's going to be a great example to them too, because we're going to pray on their behalf and not against them at all. But most people who are watching for the example, as we will hear, as we usually hear from Jonathan McReynolds, that we are Christ representers, we are representers of Christ to some people. Some people don't see Christ or see Christ only for the first time with you and no one else. And there's something that God can do through you that he cannot do through anyone else the way he does it through you. Yes, you. Yes. Even you, even me. Yes, absolutely. But then thirdly, there's also this witness in talking about people watching, that God wants us to represent him so that ultimately someone will want to know. We get the chance to tell someone about the one who does comfort, the one who does allow us choice, but also has a way of controlling in a loving way to help us, and the one who does not change even when life changes for us. That's the God that we serve. So we know there is a difference in religion and knowing about God and relationship in knowing God. But to know God is to experience God's existence. To know God is to hear, not only to hear about the miracles, but to know that you are a walking miracle. To know of God is to read the testimonies of others, but to know God is to have your own and to be familiar with it the same way Paul was when he told everybody about how he became Saul, how he went from Saul to Paul when he had this amazing experience on the Damascus Road. And when Jesus made him an apostle, no longer the one who was seeking to hurt people by talking against Christ, but now the one seeking to help people by talking about Christ. Look, we serve an amazing, beautiful, loving, powerful God, and for that, to God be the glory. Know that God's aptitude, ability, God's attitude, willingness, and God's altitude, amazing power, is the faithfulness that you need, that will always keep whatever amount of faith that you think you have, will keep you close to his side and make everything all right. All right? All right. Okay, it is about that time for us to switch and do a little laughter in this place. So you'll join me, right? Come on, let's do this thing. Let's do it together. Just a tad bit, I got it. So we're going to hear from Shonda Pierce. This one is from her Girl Talk CD, and this was done around, let's see, her mom had just passed, so it was around 2014, so it's before her husband passed also. So she's been through a lot, and she's not ashamed to tell about her own life, how she overcame depression with faith and the faithfulness of God, how she overcame suicidal ideation, how she overcame losing her mom, as well as now most recently losing her husband. And she still has this amazing gift, this sense of humor, to be able to turn tragedy into moments of triumphs through laughter. We truly believe that God does heal us and help us through laughter, and this is the time for us to laugh together. My microphone is on purpose so I can laugh with you, but also you can still call 904-296-2251. Then I'll mute my mic so I can serve you, but please call. You cannot bother. That would bother me if you thought that you wanted to call, but you would bother me. That would bother me. But if you just call like you're supposed to, and I'm here for you, that would be a blessing to me. 904-296-2251. Let's listen in.
I'm feeling better about myself. I don't know what it is. I turned 50-something. The something's none of your stinking business. But, you know, you get a certain age, you're just really comfortable in your own skin. I don't care how much skin I have. I'm comfortable in it. I don't even care about Spanx anymore. I'm Spankless. And I am glad to be Spankless. Let me tell you, if you boys don't know what Spanx is, that means your wife is skinny and we don't like her anyway.
No.
I am tickled to death to be spankless. I came to this decision in my life that oxygen was so much more important. I am just ready to breathe, for heaven's sakes. What we do to try to make ourselves feel skinny. Good Lord, after you put your Spanx on, you got to carry an oxygen tank with you. You might as well quit with the Spanx. Did you hear that woman has become a billionaire selling Spanx? The woman that created Spanx is a billionaire. She's also a size 2. She's trying to torture us girls that like cheeseburgers. She became a billionaire trying to teach you how to suck it in. I said, I'll take half that to tell you to let it out. Breathe, breathe. Breathe, America. Lord, have mercy. Now, I want to be healthy and all that, but I'd rather breathe. And I gave up Spanx in Afghanistan.
Good.
Which is a very odd segue, but it's true. I was over there with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. We had a lot in common. And you know, you just think, I'm not going to cave into the peer pressure, because that's all we do these days. We girls, we dress up for each other. We don't care. I'm not trying to get a man in my life. I've got one. I'm not trying to get all spruced up for somebody to look at me, but then you see all these skinny, perky girls running around and everybody's smiling, and you know, and you think, well, I should suck it in a little bit, I guess. I told one of them, I wear my spandex on the inside of my clothes. And I have no strategically placed stars on my spandex either. You know, and you're caving into it, and I was on this great big airplane. You crawl into the airplane bathroom trying to get spruced up, because some general said, now we're going to have a big old, you know, photo shoot on the tarmac when we land there. You girls might as well get spruced up. And he looked at me when he said that. And I couldn't say anything sassy. He had a gun. A big gun. I went in that airplane bathroom. Have you ever tried to put on a pair of Spanx in an airplane bathroom?
No.
My body twisted in ways I didn't know it could. I didn't even have to wear Kevlar. You could not get a bullet through there. Soldiers started drawing their weapons. Ma'am, are you all right? They thought I'd been shot in there. No, I'm sorry. This is just sweat, young man. Good Lord have mercy. I decide I'm not doing Spanx anymore. I'm gonna breathe. This one little girl, the MC of all of the shows over there in Afghanistan, had been on the cover of Playboy, so you know, she's a delight. Let's just say there were a couple of parts of her that walked into the room before the other parts of her. And she is very delighted with her parts. I think she'd paid big money for her parts. She comes waltzing in my little side of the barracks. I said, how are you, Bunny? I called her Bunny Hop. I couldn't ever remember her name. She says, honey, I have an entire bodysuit of Spanx if you'd like to try it. It kind of pushes everything in, keeps everything smooth. It will push everything up and over, if you know what I mean. I couldn't slap her. I already told her I was a Christian.
Right. Represent.
It took that whole cheerleading squad to get that thing on me. It hooks around your heels and pushes everything up. I had a figure I didn't know I had. I looked hot. Couldn't breathe, but I looked good. That's how General Webster over there in Kandahar. Hey, how's everything in Kandahar? I sound like a 3-pack smoker, man. It is disgusting. But I had something to rest my chin on. Ha, ha, ha. I just made that up. I thought, that's funny. I told General Webster, I'm so sorry, I don't normally dress like this. This is not my cleavage, this is my ankles right here. Look at these boys. What'd you think this was gonna be? I don't want no snotty email from y'all with a little scripture verse attached. We advertise this for girls. You should not be here. I did not invite you, nor have I ever invited a man to one of my concerts. I am spankless, though. I'm glad I got through that phase. I even tried to get an endorsement. So I used to talk about spank so much, I tried to get an endorsement from that little rich girl. She wrote me back and said, please stop telling people you wear Spanx. I was ready to share a little scripture verse with her. In Jesus' name. You know, you can get by with saying a lot if you just add, in Jesus' name. Jesus probably doesn't care for you using his name that way, but it comes in handy every now and then. Yeah, I'm not doing that Spanx, and I can't get an endorsement from Spanx because they won't let me. I tried to get an endorsement from Depends. Okay. Would that be so stinking hilarious if you do a whole comedy tour sponsored by Depends Undergarment? That's like, this show must be funny. You're going to wet your pants, this sponsored by Depends? And the funny thing, and this is the truth. One time I got this whole little lady came up to me at the table at the end of the night and just swung. This is something only a girl would do. I want you to see what you made me do. She had wet her pants. I didn't know if I should call a doctor or say, thank you. Are you supposed to be proud of that if you're a comedian? I just thought, whoo, and it smelled. No. I was like, well, thank you, but you need to drink more cranberry juice. I just think that's funny. Of course, I'm past that part now, because it's just not as funny when it's the comedian that has to wear the Spanx. It's just kind of... Because one thing, I'm still stuck in menopause. I hate that. I have paused on menopause. I'm time for somebody to push play or fast forward or something. No, pause. You're here till Jesus comes. I am so tired. This is my 6th year in menopause. I know. I've called the doctor. I've done everything. I've taken the hormones. I quit the hormones. I take the herbs. I quit the herbs. I took some herbs and I don't even... I mean, you drink the tea. There's all these for me. You drink some tea. Here's this lotion. Now, my mom says, you put this lotion on, turn to the west. And then you won't have me anymore. I mean, I tried everything. You know, just everything. I got on, like, rounds and rounds of ginkgo biloba. Couldn't remember. I think that's how you say it. It's supposed to help your memory through menopause. I just don't remember where I put it. I mean, it's just been miserable. Men, old paws. It's the truth. It's pitiful. And I sweat. I sweat for no reason. I don't dream about exercise. I wake up sweating. You're laying in a puddle, glistening in the night. What did the husband think? Ooh, like he still got it. Let me tell you boys something. Those night sweats have nothing to do with you. Little egomaniac. I can't sleep. I don't sleep. That's what you don't sleep in menopause. You just toss and turn and sweat. You get up and change your pajamas. You get back in the bed. You toss and turn. You sweat. It's pitiful. And you know, my husband, after 30 years, I've been married 30 years to this man for 30 years. Don't clap. You don't know him. Isn't it funny? I love a room full of Christians. Some will laugh and some will go, oh, yeah. Maybe we should laugh at that. You can laugh at that. I've said that to his face. Now, he sleeps good for some reason. You know, as he gets older, he just sucks the walls through his nostrils. That was my dream as a young girl. Then you want to just grow up and marry a rootin' pig someday. Sometimes it sounds like he's trying to talk to me. And like an idiot, you're... Did you say something, dear? What? But it does. He snores so good. I mean, just... And you guys are so funny. You come waltzing in the bedroom with your black socks and your tidy-whities, scratching your beer gut. Hey, honey. Got on my lucky pair. Can I just tell you something about your lucky pair? If your waistband is up here and the rest of your drawers is drooped down there, those are not lucky. That's a piece of trash. I'm doing laundry the other day, folding clothes, and you hold these up going, why do I bother folding these? He will actually come to you later and ask you, where's my lucky pair? I wanted to throw them out. I thought, well, you know what I'll do? I'll just use them to wash the car. I went outside. The car backed up. Don't touch me with those drawers. Y'all waltzing in there and you're like, if you can count the scratch marks on the back of your drawers, throw them away. They're not lucky. They're not lucky. They're not tempting. They're nothing. And I don't know if it's like me, but now we're at this stage in our lives where we try to race to bed. You know, we race to get to sleep. The first one to get to sleep, you know. If I can just get to sleep before he does, then I'm okay. But if he starts snoring, I ain't getting to sleep. Because there's just something aggravating. It's just that whole menopause mood swing or something about his snore that just crawls up your neck and you find that filler in your... And young girls, that's why you need Jesus before you get to menopause.
Hallelujah. All right. That's Miss Shonda Pierce. That's from Girl Talk. Look, we are continuing with this word. Yes, our faith can make it through every and all fires, especially when we allow God to use the faith within the word, within our walk, and within the witness. For truly, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. We're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from the next song, which says the same thing, just with a serious jam beat to it. This is the Three Winans Brothers featuring the Sheard sisters as, I'm sorry, featuring the sisters as well, the Clark sisters as well. And this is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. Yes, you still have time to call us before we stop at 1 a.m. The number is 904-296-2251. If you've never called in before and you wanted to call in before, please do. I would love to hear your voice, your prayer request, or your praise report, or just hear how you are doing for real, for real. If you have called in before and you want to call in again, what's stopping you? Not me. Go ahead and do it. 904-296-2251.
Brothers. Clark sisters. It's Big Dog, baby. Let's get it.
Jesus, for it's the power of love that frees us. I'm not ashamed to tell you that I love him and that I worship, and yes, I
adore him.
I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed.
people have said that I shun testifying. Tell you the truth, all those folks were lying. Kid, up to now, I believe Bible stories. And every chance that I get, I'll give them her glory. I'm not ashamed.
More precious than gold. You already know.
What, BB?
That I'm not ashamed.
You live a life of ups and downs, up here today and gone tomorrow. Oh, changes you can't control, they fill you with gloom and sorrow.
is Marette Brown Clark. Thank God for her. That's from her How I Feel CD. That is Follow Me. That part that got me through, the part of that song that got me through a lot of really tough life situations, especially when it comes to family, biologically and church family, is the line where she sings, I know you're disappointed. Just that, like, oh, I couldn't put a word, as many words as I'm blessed to know. I could not put a word in any language to what I was really feeling when family or church family or Christians or people from other churches are with you one moment, then if one person decides they're not with you for no good reason, then they all turn their back on you. And that is what disappoints me. It hurts deeply, not just because it hurts personally. It hurts because it's such a disregard of what Christ ultimately teaches us as Christians. And to see people going to church and all the time religiously, but not relationally as far as living it, hurts, because I know Christ wants greater for us. So it never makes sense to me when Christians mistreat each other. Does that make sense to you? And I know some of my friends, even though they believe I'm blessed by the Lord and they come to me for different things that God says through me, whether it's prophetically, wisdom, discernment, whatever, it's all the Lord. I'm boasting in the Lord. They still think personally that I'm gullible or naive or simple when it comes to loving people, that I really do. One of my pastor colleagues told me early on, like, you actually do really believe in the word of God. I was like, yeah. He said, I mean everything. I was like, yeah. Like, preacher. He was like, no, I hear you. And yeah, we do preach that, but some of us just aren't there yet. And yeah, you know, he didn't mean it, but that was from another pastor that believed that you do the things of God, and but would justify doing his own things, the wrong means for the right reason, and so not being the will of God. And it kind of goes to what one of our callers just mentioned as well. Brother Lanier called in and shared with us about, you know, the book of James and how it talks about the will of God and knowing the will of God and speaking and praying and walking in that will, and someone else not seeing it exactly the same way that God has revealed that to him. And so that's how I encourage you tonight as well, as we continue to pray for him and as he interacts with this person, that they that he knows how to pray for now even better, that as we talk about faith and God's faithfulness, our faith and God's faithfulness, know that whatever things we go through, whatever changes we go through, God does not change. God's will does not change. God, however, can allow a permissive will at time, which, trust me, I don't want. I can't speak for you, but I don't want, because God can say, and has in my own life and others that I counsel as well, said it sometimes, okay, yeah, all right, you want to be with this person? Okay, even though I'm telling you clearly, no longer just red flags, I'm showing you this is not the right person or the right time for you. So, okay, I'm going to let you be with this person for a little bit. And sure enough, that person becomes so bad in relationship that God uses that person's challenges and behavior to get you running back to God and the will of God. So that is a permissive will. But we seek God's perfect will, that, Lord, okay, even though I think this is the right person for me and he thinks I'm right for him, then, you know, please bless us and let us be together. It always helps, whether you verbally say it out loud or within your heart, but according to your will, Lord, because truly that's the only thing that's going to fully bless as it's supposed to. Okay, so as we're talking about these three Hebrew boys, I just want us all to remember that God is always very present, no matter what changes we go through, and that God is continuously there, even when we can't sense God or feel like we're too cluttered to see God, or Satan even has some power to jump on the things that we have caused or allowed ourselves to get into to make things seem worse. Well, God is very present. The word of God is always true. And so when we feel that we need our faith to grow, that yes, the size of a mustard seed faith still has amazing powers, but we're not going to be just comfortable in that. Remember, God wants us to keep growing. So how do I increase my faith in God? Just continue to seek the word of God. Remember we said here, and I'll tell you again now, when you're going through any situation in your life, whether good, bad, or anything in between, it helps to just sometimes do a word search about what you're going through. If it's celebration, if it's triumph or overcoming, look up overcoming, and you can, you know, you can do the easier way and go to the internet and type that in and see the different things that come up. You have to be very prayerful about the whole situation, because everyone that presents the word of God is not of God, just as God said so. So some of these things, but you know, the Spirit of God can recognize the Spirit of God. And so, you know, read through or just go through a concordance. That's simply a word or word Bible, a keyword Bible as well. Keyword Bible will just have that a particular word that you're focusing on out of a particular scripture. So, for example, you say, I lean not to my own understanding. But in that, you can look at understanding. It'll be highlighted in every other place where every place where that shows up in that particular meaning will be there for you to get more information about that word and its original term and what it really means beyond the different translations and how that applies to your life. Now, does it sound like a lot? No, it's really not. The concordance just has that same thing, but listed like an index in a book, where you say, I want to look up all the places where Jesus wept, and it will have wept, W-E-P-T, in its Greek and whatever other language, and then it'll show you all the places, the scriptures that have that word in it. And any other derivation of it, weep, wept, cried. But you have to look up cried specifically because it's a different word. So anyway, whatever you're going through, help yourself by going to the word. Don't wait for myself or others or preachers or teachers or Sunday school teachers. Don't wait for us to bring the word to you. Go to the word for yourself. Remember, it said like the Bereans used to in the Bible, that, yep, I hear you, and I'm going to go and check this out for myself. Go to it. When you hear what's on here, like we're focusing on faith this weekend, take a moment to give God more attention and go and read that from Daniel 3 for yourself. Pray that the Holy Spirit reveal to you what needs to be seen. And I always say, read the word until the word reads you. Read that word until you see yourself in that word. And a good way to start, when you look at the Bible and say, I don't know what to do with these 66, I don't know what to do with these, with all these books, Old Testament, New Testament, where to start? Start with what you are feeling. Start with prayer, first of all, and give God a chance to reveal to you. But you can also sometimes just walk and to go with what you are feeling or what you are seeking or what you are praying about, and find the supportive scriptures for that. As we talk about faiths, a lot of scriptures come to mind for me. And so because of the Holy Spirit, my own prayer life, which also needs to be improved, and my intake of scripture needs to be improved too. The driver tonight, I just realized that she had a face of light conviction, though I wasn't convicting her when she was talking about her relationship, but that she and her friend did not pray together about the relationship. I'm like, what better way to work on your relationship and to seek guidance from God than to go to God together? You know, consider that. And God just starts showing me all these scriptures. And because she said they were afraid, you know, to pray in front of each other, she actually said scared. And he just started giving me all these scriptures and playback that all things are possible and I can be strengthened through Christ who strengthens me. And I am fearfully and wonderfully made in the very image of God. I am a peculiar people, and that he has given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, and not one of timidity. And she's like, oh, my God, goodness, you're just rolling them off. And she had that look that God was saying to her in that moment, you could be doing this too. And so she had this light look of conviction. So I thank God for that, because that's because he loves her and wants her to grow. But I had it too, because God was getting on me about those are the easier ones that I've given to you for a while, I want you to take in other scriptures and more scriptures about some of the tougher things that you didn't want to deal with and that you got stuck on one scripture or a couple of scriptures of comfort. I want you to go to the thing about family discord. I want you to go to the thing about abandonment and neglect. I want you to go to those tough scriptures about the Lord would never leave me nor forsake me, even when my mother and my father forsake me, that God will take me up and teach me his ways. I want you to go to those scriptures that you read that will eventually read you. So I encourage you to do the same, okay? So God's faithfulness responds to our faith even when our faith is dwindling away, because God's faithfulness does not change even when we change. The Word of God does not change, so we can continue to grow in our faith by going to the Word of God, consuming it so that it can become a part of us. It's hard to go about and to live this life and then to need to lean on the Word when we are out and about and don't have a quick Bible or a Bible app. It's hard to ask the Holy Spirit to give us the comfort we need when the Holy Spirit can do that by giving you the scriptures. But if you have not put any in or any other scriptures in, the Holy Spirit has very little to draw upon. The Holy Spirit is not just going to manifest something you didn't put in. The Holy Spirit will lead you where to go find it, but we have to partake, to eat, to chew upon the Word, digest it, so that the Holy Spirit can allow it to become a part of us and bring it back when we need it. That's when this walk, that's another way that we increase our faith, is in the walk itself, by doing the things that God tells us to do in the Word of God, praying the way, slaying these demons the way, loving each other the way. I don't understand why Christians turn their backs on other Christians. I don't understand. I mean, I understand it as far as the facts of it. I don't understand the relationship and the facts of God in it, why one pastor will decide based on his or her own insecurities that they no longer want this preacher or this pastor to be where they are. So then they turn their back on that person and lie on them or make stories up about them. That's the worldly way of doing things. And then try to preach at them or pray at them. And then the other people who are part of that congregation also turn their back on that person. This is what one of my friends and I were talking about today, who's a part of my accountability group. Accountability group is just what I suggest you also consider when you are serious about your walk with Christ and you have certain people who are trustworthy, including yourself, it's confidential, and you let them in on some of the things that God is doing in your life, and you hold one another accountable for it, and you pray with each other when it's necessary. And you celebrate with each other, and it's unconditional. You can't say anything that'll shock people. So we were saying this earlier about it's weird to see so many of us who are Christian and who are used powerfully by God to bring the Word of God, not realize that the Word of God also tells us that when we do things our own way and when we mistreat God's people, God's sheep, and we mistreat each other, that God's going to hold us accountable. Look, the anointing that God gives us, that gives some of us to be and to do, does not cover up the fact that we are accountable for mistreating other people. Just because God can use you or myself to preach powerfully and to draw people to God by the power of God does not mean that I can go off and mistreat or talk about or be very worldly or human, that I can go and sleep with or have sex with anybody I want to, that I can go and endorse myself and take money or steal or do whatever I want to and then just go and preach like a crazy person on Sunday but not live it Monday through Saturday. That's such a huge contradiction, and God told us in his Word that some of us would do that. God also told us in his Word that when it was time for us to be reckoned with, that he would not know us. And that he would deal with us according to his Word. So it's a little weird, but I thank God for keeping a heavy hand on most of the people that I know in ministry, including myself, like Jabez, that God will enlarge your territory. But that's my prayer for myself and for us tonight as well, and always. But keep your hand on me, Lord. Keep your hand on me to protect me from being harmed, as well as protect me from causing harm. I don't want to hurt anyone. God is faithful to his word. God is faithful to this walk that he's given us. And God is faithful through the witness that we have concerning other people. God wants us to tell other people about him, primarily not through words, not through debate, not through proof texting, pulling text out of scripture to prove a point. God wants us to prove it by the way we witness and live and represent him. And so please be encouraged in that. That's why we keep saying this: people are watching. It's not about them, but it's about them. It's primarily about God. And it's also about my walk and my eternal salvation. And it's also about the eternal lives of others. So this is a good time to open the doors of the kingdom, just to let you know Jesus did it himself a long time ago just for you. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, please do so right now, because I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to tell you about hellfires and whatever style that is for some. That's their thing. I have nothing against it. I'm telling you honestly about the love of Christ, who loves you no matter what. And as you grow in your love for Christ, that you also want to walk more like Christ. You want the word more like Christ. You want to walk in that way, and you want to witness about Christ. Because when you realize more and more just how small we are, how insignificant we are without Christ, how wretched and wretched we are, as the word says, wretched we are without Christ, and his holiness and perfection still wants connection with my imperfections and my filth. On my best day, I am still just of human flesh. But because of God's power and love unconditionally, without changing, he accepts me just as I am, flaws and all. And because the way he created me, there's more all than flaws. That's the same for you. When you see that more and more, that this love covers a multitude of sins, oh my goodness, it's overwhelming. You can't help but to share the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm also letting you know that yes, just as Nebuchadnezzar wanted these three Hebrew boys and all others to bow down to him, that someday Nebuchadnezzar and everyone else, all the fake gods, false gods, faux gods, are also going to have to bow down to the one and only true God, and that is Jesus Christ, and nobody else. So the sooner the better, because God can make the good things in your life better, and God can make the things that are considered bad in your life be used for your good, no matter what. Amen. So all you have to do is accept Christ. Find your way to a church home. If you need some help with that, please give me a call, 904-296-2251, or hit me up on the website for the station, praise1079.com. I'll be glad to share with you several places throughout the United States and abroad where we have been blessed to see the word preached, taught, and lived to the best of their ability. So we know that, again, God wants us to bow down to no one except God. Why? Because God is the one that keeps us. And God is the one that continues to love us and bless us. God is the only one who is omni-everything, omnipresent at the place where I need him, with me, where I am and where I'm headed. God is the only one who is omniscient, that knows all, knows my past, knows my present, and knows the forecast of my future, no matter who else has any input about it. And God is the only one who is omnipotent, all-powerful, that can do what needs to be done no matter what it looks like. God is the one that covers me when others refuse to. God is the one who helps single parents single parent. God is the one who helps those who are in relationship co-parenting to co-parent successfully. God is the one who keeps marriages together and to work that covenant out. God is the one who helps those who divorce to still heal and to be able to move forward without the wounds being so deep that they can't function. God is the only one who has power to heal some diseases that don't have cures yet. God is the only one to give me perfect peace even in the midst of fires and storms. So I hope that you remember that God truly is the one who is faithful to us, no matter what our faith is. So whatever amount of faith you feel you have, know that it is enough, because it's not about your faith. It is about God's faithfulness. And just a little bit is all that God needs to know that he is there for you. You just got to lean into that thing, all right? All right, we're going to play the final songs now. Again, you can still call. I'm going to type out some of the prayers that are being listed, brought up on social media, and I'm going to get that done. And I want you to know that we are continuing to pray for you on your behalf beyond the weekend. But every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, please join us here from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Sending the Gap with Pastor Monica. There's nothing to be afraid of, because we serve an awesome God. So God, right now together, we thank you for being a beautiful God. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your knowledge. We thank you for you being all-knowing and ever-present. We thank you, in the presence of you is the fullness of joy, no matter what else is going on around us. We ask God that you help us to focus on you and not our own intentions. We ask that you help us to present the love and the peace to others the same way you present them to us. We ask to God that you help us to realize that as you use us as vessels and conduits to be a blessing of inspiration, motivation, as well as enlightenment to others, that we are just that, the vessel. The power is ultimately yours. The intentions are ultimately yours. So help us, dear God, to be very obedient to where you would have us to be in this thing called salvation. Help us, dear God, to be able to have relationships with people, even those who present themselves as enemies or who present themselves as difficult ones to us. Help us not to reciprocate hate, but to replace it, to meet it with love. Help us, dear God, for those who want debate, help us to be very confident in what we know and believe, and to peacefully as well as patiently understand that we are all within our own walk of maturing with you, not a competition, not a comparison, but that we can be used to complement what you are doing in the lives of each other. Help us, dear God, to trust you in all that you do, because truly you are the only one who is 100% trustworthy. Help us, dear Lord, to seek your perfect will and not our own will or even your permissive will. Forgive us of our sins daily, dear Lord. And help us, dear God, to be prepared by you, so that truly whenever our time is up and you transition us, we pray to eternal life, to heaven, that we are ready to get our good report from you as your servant, as your servants who have done well. We ask, dear God, that you deal with us first, so that truly we may be as loving, as kind, as peaceful, and as respectful to one another as you would have us to be. Help us not to judge, lest we be judged. Help us to continue, dear Lord, to seek you first, knowing in your kingdom, knowing that all of the things we may need and or desire will be added to us from your bounty and your glory. You are so incredible in how you love us, even when we're not being lovable or even likable. You are so patient with us, and getting us to understand you and your word, even when you make it simple, but we don't want to understand it because we have our own ways of doing things. Help us, God, to more and more each and every day to truly be grateful that, yes, you are Savior, but help us to let go of the reins each and every day more and more, so that truly you can become Lord in our lives, the ones whom we follow, the ones whom we trust and believe in, the ones whom we not only know of, but we know personally and intimately because of Christ. In Jesus' name, we bless your name, and we thank you that we are people who don't ever have to fear. And as your children, we can fear less every day on our way to being fearless. For truly, you are the ultimate champion, and we belong to you. Thank you, Lord, for being Lord. We all say amen. Thank you so much for listening and staying in the gap with Pastor Monica. Remember, the live number is 904-296-2251. The later number is 904-624-9868. You can get all the ways to contact on the website, praise1079.com. Praise1079.com. Just go to the Stand in the Gap with Pastor Monica information, and there it is. Boom! Just for you to contact at any time. Truly, you cannot bother me. Discipleship for discipleship counseling services are also available. You can also get through the email sitgpastor@gmail.com, as well as the 624-9868 number. You can also get us on the Messenger as well. Please know, if you need help beyond prayer and some practical counseling, as well as life coaching, as well as discipleship training, ministry development, just give us a call and we'll make sure that the right minister gets to you, either live and in person or through one of these technological advancements that we have. To God be the glory for your life, and we ask that you be encouraged, stay encouraged, and please take a moment to encourage someone else. Good night.
He promised not to leave me. He promised to take care of me. And if I ever feel alone, my hands I'll raise and give him praise, for I know he takes care of his own. I'm not afraid, for I know that Jesus shall. Before the world began, he called out my name. Hey, yeah. And though men may
is that time for Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. I am Monica R. Hooks of Worship Worldwide Ministries Incorporated, just here for you, just because God says so and because you are worth it. Pray with us, please. God, thank